On Shabbos, we read about the infamous Zimri, a Nasi in Klal Yisrael, who cohabits with a Midianite princess. The Torah tells us that Pinchas, in an act of zealotry, Vayikach Roimech Biyodah, he took a spear in his hand and he drove it through both of them. And because of that act of heroism, V'te'atzer Hamagefa, he caused the plague to cease. Hashem tells Moshe, because of this incredible act of courage and bravery, Hinini Noisen Loyes Brisi Shalom, I hereby give him my covenant of peace. And the obvious question is, what Pinchas did, killing two people, can hardly be described as an act of peace. On the surface, you can even say that it's actually the antithesis of Shalom. So why was he rewarded with Brisi Shalom? So I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea from the Ksav Sefer. The Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Rashi asks, why does the Pasuk trace Pinchas' lineage all the way back to Aharon? Rashi explains, Lefi shehoya shvatim mevazim oisai. The Shvatim were disparaging Pinchas. They said, did you see the son of Puti, whose grandfather fattened calves for Avodah Zarah, and he now goes in Baharak Nasi Yisrael and kills a Nasi? Therefore, the Pasuk is emphasizing that when Pinchas killed Zimri, he was following in the footsteps of his paternal grandfather Aharon, who was known as the ultimate lover of peace. As the Mishnah says in Avos, Aharon was Oyev Shalom Veroidev Shalom. He embraced peace and pursued peace. Aharon always sought to bring about reconciliation between quarreling parties. That's why the Torah includes Aharon in Pinchas' lineage. But the question remains, what is gained by stressing that Pinchas was the grandson of Aharon, especially when he seemed to be acting contrary to Aharon's mantra of loving and kind behavior? So the Ksav Sofer says something very profound. Sometimes true love and concern for another necessitates breaking people apart, not preserving friendships, but terminating them, not advocating peace, even encouraging war. Therefore, even though Aharon usually acted as an Oyev Shalom, attempting to make peace between people, however, under certain circumstances, he also acted as a Roidev Shalom. Roidev has dual connotations. Either he pursued peace, but when necessary, Roidev, he drove it away. He chased away peace. As much as Aharon went out of his way to promote unity, but in certain instances, he was just as zealous to break up friendships. Similar to a caring parent who will not allow their child to befriend someone who might have a negative influence on them. When a parent always tells their child yes, when every request is granted, that's not a sign of kindness, that can even be called cruelty. We must say yes to our children, but there are plenty of times that we have to be strict and discipline them. And when appropriate, there isn't a greater act of kindness than that. Aharon was the master of discerning when to be an Oyev Shalom and when to be a Roidev Shalom. The etymology of the word Shalom is Shalem, whole or complete. Sometimes we reach a state of wholeness and completion through acts of kindness and mercy, and sometimes by being unyielding and rigid. Aharon loved people, but his ultimate goal was a Makarvan LaTorah, to bring them close to Torah. How did he bring them close to Torah? Sometimes by being loving and kind, using the right words to reconcile parties and showing them the beauty of Torah and mitzvahs. However, at other times, he was loving and kind by using hurtful words to break apart inappropriate friendships. Whatever it took to bring about Kvod Shamayim. Aharon embodied and harmonized both of these traits in the pursuit of the true good. And that's the lesson in Chinuch we learn from Aharon. Sometimes saying no is the greatest act of love you can ever give your child. Similarly, regarding Pinchas. Pinchas acted with violence, but the Torah reminds us that he was also the paternal grandson of Aharon HaKohen, to whom unfriendly or even violent behavior was not considered hostile. Like his grandfather, Pinchas was an Oyev HaSabrios, one who loved people. He was interested in the spiritual life of a person. But when called for, he would demonstrate the same passion to destroy as he would to build, to make war as he would to make peace. There's no dichotomy in either Aharon the peacemaker or Pinchas the zealot. Both are examples of the highest principle of loving his fellow man and bringing them close to Torah. We live in an era where there's a movement of a leftist-leaning society that preaches equality and social justice. A mainstream media that says love everybody, accept everyone and everything, and capitulate to their every demand. They even coddle vandals and criminals. Lawlessness and mayhem is being embraced. Open the borders and let everyone in. Someone once said, when you love everybody, you love nobody. The Medrash says, Kol shenase rachman al achzarim. Anyone who is merciful to the cruel, l'soif nase achzar al rachmanim, will end up becoming cruel to the merciful. We see this firsthand today. We have bail reform because we are sympathetic to prisoners. So we release convicts so they can commit more crimes and even murder innocent people. In order to have peace, we need to pursue lawlessness with great command and authority. We live in unprecedented times where the radical left is calling for defunding the police and dismantling any form of law enforcement. If the United States or any democracy would get rid of their weapons, there would be no peace. By disarming police, there would be no democracy. The Mishnah says in Oves, Havei mispala b'shloima shel malchus, pray for the welfare of the government. She'ilimala mara'a. Were it not for the fear of the law, ishes re'ehu chayim b'loi. Every man would swallow his friend alive. This statement was never so obvious like today. Aharon and later Pinchas showed us, the true sign of a great leader is when he can discern when to be kind, compassionate, and empathetic to his people, and when to stand strong, firm, and relentless when it comes to honoring the Torah and Kvod Shemayim. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.